Left off discussing the machlokes of Achi and Rav Elazar regarding the shliach who says b'funei nichtav b'funei nechtam, exactly what is it that he has to see? Clearly, to say b'funei nichtav means that certain elements of the ksiva are essential, but to what extent is that true? So Achi says the following chiddush: the chumra that sarachat talamo al kol os va'os. Apparently, that means the ksiva in its entirety. Ksivas kol hagin. And Rav Elazar disagrees and says that no, even if it's shita achas. Interesting, Rav Elazar does use the word that even if it's shita achas lishma, interesting, lishma, shuv eino tzarech. So as long as you see that a line was lishma, that's considered to be sufficient. So what exactly is the basis of this machlokes? Clearly, that the chumra of Achi demands that the ksiva means that you have to be able to recognize each and every word of the get, and Rav Elazar says that that's really not necessary. The critical question, of course, we began yesterday, is to what extent does this relate to the more essential issue of what is the purpose of the representation of a funny niftav and a funny niftav? After all, that was the central machlokes Rabba and Rava, whether it really is an issue of ksiva lishma, and therefore that is why it's necessary, because after all, lishma is absolutely critical when it comes to the get, and therefore that has to be part of the affirmation of the shliach. Or do we assume, no, that really is not true? After all, if it's a question of lishma, can't we assume that the sofer indeed wrote the get, that yes, it's done in lishma, but there's a further issue, and that is the sugin daf gimel, that we require kiyum shtaros, we require the kiyum haget, and therefore it's necessary for the shliach to come forward and make that representation in order to allow us to continue with the maisa gerushin, itself. So that was a significant machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. So the Gemara is bothered, and Gimel Man Aleph, look, according to Rabba, I understand b'funei nichtav. That's clear. If the question at hand is the integrity of the get, the kashrus haget was the ksiva lishma, so I understand the shliach has to affirm, yes, b'funei nichtav. But if you're going to assume it's a question whether Eidim Mitzuyim Lakaimo, so this is not a question of the Chasiva, this is a question of the Chasima. So therefore, why is it at all necessary to say B'funai Nechtav? Just say B'funai Nechtav. So the Gemara says, like, Inochinami, you're right, that the reason you have to state B'funai Nechtav, according to Rava, seems to be, right, a technical consideration. That asi lachlufe bikim shtaros ba'alma. After all, you have to validate, you have to authorize, you have to mekayim this get. And this is true when it comes to other shtaros as well. But there's something unusual here. This is being done by a single individual, and kim shtaros requires edus. It requires edus. So how does that work? That this would serve as a model of kim shtaros with an edechad, and we don't allow that to be true. Oh, so you know what? This clearly is exceptional. Gimel Madala. That mikar hadin daraisa, you really need kiyum shtaros. K'mishen nech krei dusan bebezendam. Kiyum shtaros is only drabana. Here we have a concern of iguna. Mishum iguna ikilu berabanan atakana miyuchedes to allow the kiyum hashtar al yedeacha. But we want to, in a very obvious, demonstrative way, indicate that, you know what? This is exceptional. This is exceptional. This is not the norm. This is mamash yotzei min haklal. So we're going to require something here that we never require when it comes to kiyum hashtar. Kiyum hashtar is always a concern about the edim. Here, we're going to tell you to make a representation regarding the integrity of the shtar itself, the ksiva. And that is going to indicate to everyone that this is a separate halacha when it comes to gerushin, and this is not the halacha of kiyum shtaros ba'am. Well, so that's why, according to Rava, this individual has to say b'funei nechtav. So that sounds very, very critical. According to Rava Shita, he has to say b'funei nechtav because that's primary. That's what the edus is, that the ksiva was done lishma. According to Rava, it is absolutely secondary. Do something somewhat differently in order to demonstrate that this is considered to be a yod semen haklal. Sometimes you do something differently in order to demonstrate, oh, that, you know what, this is an exception, this should not go ahead and serve serve as their own. You know, the Sikha Megillah, the Chav Beis, Kriya Satar Rosh Chodesh is a problem, no? Because you have to get two aliyahs out of five psukim. That's not so easy. That's not so easy. Because after all, you can't end an aliyah with only a couple psukim left. And you can't start an aliyah where there's only a couple psukim into the parsha. So that's like really hard to do. Really hard to do. Machlokas, Rabban Shmuel, Posek or Doli. We repeat a pasuk. We repeat a pasuk. No? So you know what the Ran asks? How does repeating a pasuk solve the problem? How does that solve the problem? 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5. How in the world does that solve? What was the whole problem? How does the Gemara begin? That if you go ahead and you start an aliyah, two psukim were read, and you start with pasuk 3, you know what that indicates? The latecomer is going to think that the previous aliyah was two psukim, no? So how does that solve the problem? This guy rolls in, right? Unbelievable, no? Rolls in for davening. He shows up Levi for Kriya Satora, no? Okay, great. and all of a sudden, he says that, you know what, that he's starting with Pasuk 3, that means the Kohen read 2 Psukim. How does that solve the problem repeating? No? You can take up the Sidur HaGra. No, the Kohen has a whole different way of leaning on Rosh Chodesh. No? Because how does that solve the problem? So you know what the Ran writes? It doesn't solve the problem. But you know what the guy next to him is going to tell him? I don't know what's going on here exactly. But you know what? The Baal Kori repeated a pasuk. So something here is really different. You know, typically you go to shul, you don't repeat sukkim. All of a sudden, he repeated a pasuk. You know what? That shows that this is unique takana, and this cannot serve as a model for kriya satora v'chola torah kula. Because we did something here that we would never do. That the Ran writes is the solution. That's the answer. You know what? We have a problem. We're going to do something different than we typically do, but we have to indicate that this is really a yotzim and a klal. So when this guy comes in and sees we started from pasuk 3, and he turns to his neighbor and said, how did this happen? The neighbor is going to say, this is atypical because he just repeated a pasuk. That's really unusual. There must be something here that we're kind of unaware of, no? Okay, it's an interesting mashal. Good, so here, not like we want to go ahead and see to it that the get can be delivered, but you know what? We want to make it absolutely clear that this is not kiyum shtaras v'alma. So we're going to require something different. Something different. Okay, so according to the Shita of Rabbi, you understand verse, it's not something different. That's the Eidus. The Eidus is on the Ksiva Lishma. According to the Chiddush of Rava, we're just doing something that's different in order that you don't make this into the klal, but you recognize that this is a yotze min a klal. So now I'll ask the fundamental issue. Does this have anything at all to do with Rav Achi and Rav Elazar? Or no? So that's the Chiddush of the Ravid. Unbelievable, no? The Ravid is so bothered. The Ravid is so bothered by the Psak of the Rif. Because the Rif paskens like Rava. That Mitsuyin Lakaimo. And the Rif just simply writes because the whole flow of the Gemara is like Rava. Now, from Avdalid and on, every Kasha of the Gemara seems to be a Tiyuft against Rava. And at the end of the day, the Gemara is able to somehow be Miyashiv Rava Shita. But whenever you have that flow, no? That the Muskarishan is this way, and everything else requires a issue, that tells you a good idea that how indeed you should paskin. So the Rav paskins like Rava. So all of a sudden, the Rav screams, that, what do you mean? Isn't it obvious from this Gemara that you should not be paskin like the Shita of Rava? Because imagine the Shita of Rav Achi that says, you have to see every word, Sarach HaTalamad al kol os va'os. If it's because of a Ksiva Lishma, I understand why that's true. But if you're telling me, you know what, just do something demonstrably different in order that lo asi lachlufe v'kim shtaras v'alma, so you have to mamish every single word, every single word. Why need should that be? So that's the chiddush that the Ravid writes. It's obvious from the Shita of Rav Achi that this is according to Rabbah. And why do you think the Gemara is grappling according to Rabbah? Because the halach is like Rabbah Shita, that you need some type of affirmation that the get was nichta of lishma. Wow, that's an important ha'ara. No, that's that stunning comment of the Rav Shita. And now what do you do with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar who says, you know what, you can cut corners. Shita achas. Also, I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. One possibility will be, eino chinami, that's true. Maybe indeed there is a parallel. Maybe that Rabbi Elazar's Shita is Haliba de Rava. That's what the Ritva is going to argue. If somebody is going to tell you, you can cut corners, and you hardly have to see anything at all. So you know what that indicates? That the only reason this is necessary is because of the perception of If this was a real issue of lishma, the real issue of lishma is not going to be solved through shita achas. It's not going to be solved through shita achas. So according to Rav Achi, we understand, you have to see kol os va'os. And what about according to Rav Elazar? Maybe one can argue in Rav Elazar, that's all aliba d'rava, aliba d'rava. That's what indeed the Ravid doesn't argue that way. The Ravid maintains the whole sugya is aliba d'rava. The whole sugya is aliba d'rava. The starting point of the sugya is given. It has to be sarach atalama al kol os va'os, that's Rav Achi. And what Belazar says that, you know what, I think you can get by with less. It's not a fundamental shift. That you can get by with less because there's no need to affirm the lishma of the get. No. It's because, I'll tell you the following chiddush, that sometimes, we'll have to assess that, sometimes shita achas can speak volumes. No? Tuesday, no. Rashi writes one word, right? L'kabbala satora. Wow, your one word. Changes everything. No? Changes everything. Sometimes if you can attest to a few words, that's it. That's all you need. That's tantamount to alkol os va'os. That's tantamount to. And maybe it's not true of every word, but I will tell you it's true of certain words. Certain words, if you can confirm that, you know what, that was done lishma, We're good to go. Because you know what? Get is made up of a lot of different things. Now there's the boilerplate of the get. There's the ikar haget. So if you can demonstrate that the mainstay of the get was written lishma, so what do you think? That was, and everything else not. I agree with Rav Achi that it's essential. But you know what? This meets the bar. Not that this is a complete denial of. Those are the dual chidushim of the Ravid. Chiddush number one of the Ravid is Rav Achi clearly is working with the fundamental problem of lishma, and Rav Elazar is acknowledging that problem. Rav Elazar just simply says that, you know what, when you have a mashkiach who's yotzei v'nichnas, it's not that by being yotzei v'nichnas it's enough to confirm that half of the food is kosher. So I'm good with that. No, half the food is kosher, half the food is treif, but we're okay with that. It's not all treif. No, we're going to argue. You know what? If you're there randomly at certain times, that's going to be a teretzatosis of kashan davav, suma. If you're going to be there at certain times, that's tantamount to being there the entire time, no? It's not that I'm satisfied with the hashgach of yotzei v'nichnas. It's that the yotzei v'nichnas who can show up at any moment and creates a certain amount of mirtas, that's equivalent to being there. That's the chiddush the Ravid writes Rav Elazar's shita. If you can confirm that this was lishma, therefore we can assume that was lishma, the entire get. And Rav Elazar also dealing with lishma. In fact, what was the wording of Rav Elazar? No? Afilo kosevela shita achas. Lishma. No, he uses the word, no. He uses the word lishma. Maybe one could have argued that Rav Elazar could have said, and in a chinami, this is a girsan some of the Roshonim, afilo kosevela shita achas. Period. Shitachas lishma. What is lishma? Well, the Ramban is bothered. What is the word lishma? Now, if you hold like the Ravid, it's great. That word lishma is telling you that I'm not fundamentally disagreeing with Rav Achi. I also agree with initial lishma because this is all iba the Rabba. But you can accomplish the lishma al yedei shitachas. Wow, that's something which is pretty stunning. No. And the Ramban disagrees. Of course, the Ramban. Now he's defending. Now the shita of the Rif, and argues that certainly, that's not the case at all. The Ramban, the Avdal and the Beis, here in Maseches Gittin, Vika Dekashile, that, what do you mean? That this is all according to the shita of Rabba? So why would the Rif paskin against Rabba if the whole Shakla Gataria is, no, that's not true. This all works according to Rabba's shita. This all works according to Rabba's shita. Number one is the Ramban writes the following. And that is that it's true. There is a fundamental machlokis in terms of what is the driver, what's driving the takana. What was driving the takana b'fanei nichta? I admit that's true. But at the end of the day, the takana is b'fanei nichta. That's the takana. Why? Because of A. Why? I agree to you that Rabba's Tama Takana is more direct. And Rabba's, I would argue, is more indirect. Achluf in the Kim Shtaras Balma. Okay, you know, if I had to use terms, I would say that, you know what, that Rabba is a Takana and Rabba is a Gzera, no? If you do this, it may lead to that. Okay, it's true, but the bottom line is that you require edus of the ksiva. And the Ramban uses the phrase that requires edus gemura. Edus gemura, according to Rav Achi, is ksivas kolos. And regardless of whether the reason is because of A or the reason is because of B. Well, and then the Ramban says, va'od, I'll even go a step further. That if all you're going to insist on is shita achas, you're not solving the problem of asil achlufe. In fact, you're enforcing asil achlufe. Because if this guy shows up late in the game, at the very end of the ksiva, and he's only there for like a few seconds, you know what a bystander is going to say? That apparently it's not necessary to be there for the ksiva. Apparently, it's only necessary to be there for the chasima, and he was there for the chasima. We're not going to argue this lamdus that he was there just in time because he was there for shitachas, and shitachas is considered to be mitzas kekulo. No, we're not going to assume that. We're going to assume that, you know, he showed up very, very late because his shift begins now. And he didn't show up late, he showed up early because you only have to be there for the chasima, and he was there for the chasima. So he came to work 2 minutes early. And you saw, I guess, that the last line. So therefore, the Ramban writes that if we're going to allow shitachas, you know what? That's going to confirm. That's going to confirm that indeed is true. That really is not important at all. Wow, so that's an important chiddush. And perhaps this would impact on what is shitachas. What is shitachas? When you look in Rashi and Daftezov, Rashi writes, the shitachas is the ikar haget. It's the ikar haget. It means the shema ish, the shema isha. Rashi writes the chiddush we mentioned yesterday. It includes the zman. Even though, you know what, midaraisa, that's not part of the ikar haget, but nonetheless, tiknu zman begitten. So Rashi says, the shema ish, the shema isha, the zman. The Ritva doesn't write zman. But the Ritva, like Rashi, writes, Mamish, the Ikar Haged, which means the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, and the thrust of the Get. What is it that the Get is coming to confirm? The severance. Hareyat Muteres Lachal Adam. Hareyat Muteres Lachal Adam. All of that is essential. When you look in Tosus, when Tosus describes the Shitachas, it's so interesting that Tosus writes the following, that what Shita are we indeed referring to? What Shitachas are we referring to? Oh, so Tosus writes it means the Tchilas HaKsiva, the Tchilas HaKsiva. Shita achas Tosus writes means the Shita Rishona. The Shita Rishona. Wow. Rashi writes that the Shita is that which contains the essence of the Get. Tosus writes that the Shita achas is the Shita Rishona. The Shita Rishona. You know, both Poshub Shad, Rashi and Tosus would agree, even though the Rashash points out that Tezvav, Rashi and Tosus are not identical. Rashi says the Ikar Haget, also says the Tchilas HaKsiva. But one thing is clear, it's not any random line. It's not any random line. Right? You need something that is going to demonstrate that the Get is Nechtav Lishma. Not a random line. That's just something which is incredibly powerful. Ooh, so according to Rashi, according to the Ritva, it means the Ikar Haget. According to Tosus, it means the following, the type of ksiva that, Tosus writes the following. Why is it so special about Shita Rishon? Also, Tosus writes, last three words on the daf, no? Because d'nistama simul yishma. Because if you can demonstrate that, you know what, the tchilas ha-ksiva was this, we can assume that that is true for the entirety of the ksiva, no? Wow, that's an important deal. I'll just give you a marmakom. Take a look. No? The first tshuva in Mincha Shlomo. Wow, a beautiful tshuva on mitzvos trichas kavan. Now, there, Shlomo Zalman discusses, so good, when I do the mitzvah, I have to have kavan. You know, I'm having trouble concentrating on shir because, you know what, I'm having in mind the mitzvah tzitzis that I'm wearing, and I'm having in mind the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and I'm having in mind the mitzvah of mezuzah, which is on my door. You know, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Isn't this a mitzvah nimsheches of tzitzis, no? You know, so if mitzvah srichas kavani, do we argue that, you know what? What do you mean? Betchilas levisha, you do so. You're making a bracha l'shem mitzvah. You know what? That's going to last. That's going to linger. That's going to perpetuate. When the tchilas asiyas mitzvah is done this way, so that continues. It doesn't necessarily mean an overt, conscious machshava mitzvah strichas kavanah. Every second I'm wearing the tefillin, every second that I'm wearing the tzitzis, every second that the mezuzah is on the door, is that really true? But you know what? If the tchilas levisha, the tchilas anach is done l'shem kach, that's an indicator that the entire act is indeed being done l'shem kach. It's important, at least when you put it on. Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simin Samach, no? It's unbelievable. Mishnah Berurah writes, please let this be known. Sometimes you put tzitzis on the fly, no? You know, yeah, you're hard listening. You know, you're like dozing. They said, he just called you up for an aliyah. You say, whoa, you know, like, so all of a sudden, you grab the talis, you put it on. What happened to mitzvah srichas kavana? No? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you don't have kavana, you know what you're doing? You're wearing a beged of dal kamfos, b'li tzitzis. You're wearing a beged al kafos without the mitzvah tzitzis, which is an iser. It's not just simply, okay, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, no. You're wearing a beged al kafos without the mitzvah tzitzis. That's pretty shocking, no? Usually I think of mitzvah srichas kavana, okay, I perform mitzvah. I didn't perform mitzvah, no? No, but sometimes if you're wearing a beged al kafos, b'li tzitzis, that's an iser. Oh, that's what Shlomo Zalman discusses in the first shuva, that bamshel, the Mishnah Berurah, that you know what, that without kavana, that there's no mitzvah tzitzis, and that's comparable to wearing a beged al kafos b'li tzitzis. Well, that's pretty shocking, no? I'm not having proper kavana for the mitzvah sukkah, that means I'm eating my meal without a sukkah, outside of the sukkah, without the mitzvah of sukkah. Is that really true? Or do I argue that's not the case? So Shlomo Zalman discusses like the details, very important, of what exactly does it mean, that sense of a mitzvah strichos kavana. But you know what, that if from the onset of, we can confirm that this indeed was the mindset, isn't that enough? You know? But Rav quotes Arizal, you should sleep in your tzitzis, no? Probably hard every second of sleep to be up and conscious of the mitzvah tzitzis. But you know what? The trigger. Now the tchilas levisha. The tchilas levisha. But this Tosus is like incredible. And the Tosus says, you know what shita achas means? It means the tchilas aksiva. In other words, that we're not just looking for a heker to show that this is different from kiyum shtaros v'alma. That's not our mindset. No. We fully agree with Rachim that you're responsible for every single letter of this get, just like kavanas ha-mitzvah should be true for the entire performance of the mitzvah. It's just that means that when you begin this, therefore, that continues. So Tosa says the Chiddush, that you know what? Shit Rishon does not mean I came 20 minutes late, but I saw the sofer write the last line, and that's good enough. That might be good enough for some type of heker, but that's not going to demonstrate that the ikar haget was lishma. So Tosus writes this bombshell, no? That shita achas means, right, not one line, the first line, no? Shita rishona. Because now we can assume a stama lishma. Na mistama sim lishma. Wow. According to Tosus, these two shitas are very similar, that of Rav Achi and Rav Elazar. Both indeed maintain that this is true. Wow. Something unusual. Interesting, the Rashba quotes the Ravid that shita achas means mikol shita shara. Wow, that's kind of, mikol shita shara. The Ravid says this, no? The Rashba quotes the Ravid shita, that you know what, that any line, oh, that doesn't fit so well. No, like any line. The Ravid is the one who screams, no? This is all Aliba de Rabba, because you need Lishma, you need Kol Os Va'os. So great. So therefore, Rashi, the Iker HaGet, the Ritva, the Iker Getosus, Astam Lishma, the Tchilas HaKziva. I understand that, no? The Rashba writes here, the Das HaRavid, Kol Sheet. That's a little surprising. Kol Sheet, I would have said, fits in very well with this other possibility, that you know what, all we're trying to demonstrate is this is different. Lost lafufe, so we say, you know what, you have to be made on mikta saksiva to separate that from typical kim hachasimos. But this is not akasha, because you have to just take a look at the Rashba, no? The Rashba writes, the Ravid sheet is mikol shita shara. Why? Because any line speaks volume. That's what the Rashba says. Any line speaks volumes. Because when I see a sofer writing the fifth line of the get, but I see the sofer, and the sofer is doing this with the most serious mindset and the most earnest intent, and he's doing it lishma. So you know what the Rashba is the name of Ravid? Muchach Shah Sofer Baki. And umistama kol get the lishma. Wow. It's a stama lishma without shita rishon. But it's a stama lishma. It's a stama lishma in the gavra, no? If you can demonstrate that, you know what? This is who the sofer is. That's a great indicator, no? We discussed a couple weeks ago, no? That Rambam Tosus, Yevamos Daf Mem Hema Beis, about Geirus, no? We don't know if the tefillah of Geirus is really done properly or not. So what did the Gemara say? Milo tov v'nidasa. So Tosus assumes, like unbelievable, that the tefillah l'shem nida can work l'shem Geirus. So he pointed out the Rambam. Remember that? That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means the following. If you see how this person is living their life, milo tov v'nidasa, that's a raya muchachas that the Geirus was appropriate. No? It's not a raya directly on the Maisa Geiros, but it speaks in terms of the Gavra. That's exactly what the Rashba writes, the name of the Ravid. That if you just simply get a glimpse of the Ksiva, according to Rabbi Elazar, sometimes a glimpse of the Ksiva. I didn't see the guy's post Shmon Esrei. I saw one bracha. You know what? But you know what? I saw enough. No? I saw enough to know the person's davening with Kavan. Did he have Kavanah for Avos? I wasn't there for Avos, no? But I saw that the kavana that he had for Vlamashinim, no? So you know what? That's a pretty good indicator that he was taking it avenue seriously, no? That's what the Ravid writes. In other words, that's very Lashitas, no? That the Ravid is bothered that the Gemara says, right, even if it's a shita of the get, and it doesn't necessarily say so explicitly that it has to be dafka be, you know, the, as Tosus says, the first line of the Stama Lishma. And it doesn't say so explicitly as Rashi Nirta that it has to be the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha. But Shita Achas. So that's exactly what the Rabbi writes, because you know what? That Shita Achas is critical, because sometimes the Shita Achas can be a Ksiva HaMevareres, that can speak volumes. That's very, very important. So that's the Chiddush that indeed the Ravid writes. So either the Shita Achas could be that which is the Iker HaGet, or it can be a Shita which indicates. According to Tosus, that means the Shita Rishona. According to the Ravid, no, I'm willing to give. It can be any line, but if I see how that line is written so meticulously, obviously the sofer is a baki. Anyway, he's a baki and forgot about Lishma. How can that possibly be? So therefore, that meticulousness can go ahead and serve as a simen ladover, as a rai ladover, that indeed is true. That indeed is true. Well, Poshub shot that last ha'ar of the Ramban, that even according to Rav, you have to see part of the ksiva. Because at least if you see part of the ksiva, that indicates that it's different. It's different, no? Lo'asi la'chlufei. If that's all you have to do, is show that it's different. You know, I would argue that as long as the sofer has to affirm that miktsas ksiva was done, that indicates that this is different. Because, you know, I was in Bezin yesterday, and a shtar mamon was brought in. They didn't ask anything about the ksiva. And all of a sudden here, they're asking God, did you see any of the ksiva? And he says, yeah, I saw a couple of lines. That's enough to indicate that this is a takana miyachedes. A takana miyachedes. So these are the possibilities. Either it can be any line, either any line because it just solves the pamas lakute. Maybe it can be any line, but for the opposite reason. Any line because any line, ooh, can speak volumes, or it has to be the lines, right, that are critical for. Oh, according to Tosa, Shit Rishona, according to Rashi, the Ritzvah, it means the Vikar Haget, the Shemaish, the Shemaisha, right, when Teres Vachaladam. And the Ramban continues, their Dermasculinian, that one cannot prove this even from the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Even the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar. That, you know what, that everything works according to the view of Rabbah. The problem is lachlufei b'shar shtaros, and that has to be solved. And either that can be solved through the takana b'fanei nechtav, and that means everything, or simply that an affirmation regarding any line. And then the Ramban writes the following chiddush. And even though the language of Lazar is shita achas lishma is not necessarily dafka. Because why, according to Rabbi Elazar, need shita achas lishma? All you need is that there was, I affirm that I saw the ksiva. Why do you have to say shita achas lishma? So you know what the Ramban writes, the chiddush. You're right, that lishma is just, a hochacha. It's just a hochacha. If you were to need everything to be lishma, just like, if you see one line that's lishma, that speaks about lishma of the entire get, hu hadinami. If you see one line that is written, that's enough to allow me to be made b'fanei nechtav. That's why Rabbi Elazar emphasizes the shita achas lishma. If you hold this lishma, gvaldik. Well, what do you mean lishma? You only saw shita achas. No, the shita achas that I saw is an indicator of a lishma. So the same will be true if you hold like Rava, not regarding lishma, but regarding ksiva. I have to be made b'fanei nechtav. But all I saw was one line. You know what? One line is good enough. One line is ki'ilu nichtav kol haget b'fanai. Just like we say when it comes to lishma. So that chiddush of Rabbi Elazar can work according to both Rav and according to Rav, and therefore this is no raya that we should alter the psak of the Rif who passes like the view of Rav. And the one who makes this alignment, Mufurish and Ritva. Hopefully that you saw Mufurish and Ritva, that this sheet of Rabbi Elazar, sheet achas, is only Aliba de Rava. Only Aliba de Rava. There's no way in the world that Rabba would assume, if this year was of Lishma, that it's enough to say Shita Achas. But if you hold Ritva's Mufurish, the other Mahalach, if you hold the whole person, purpose is simply Delo Osi Lachlufe, Bishar Kim Sharas Ba'alma, that's exactly what Rabba says that Shita Achas is considered to be sufficient. So the Ritva Mamish makes that alignment. That Rabbi Elazar is Aliba Darava. Aliba Darava. Wow. And if it's Aliba Darava, oh, that can confirm the Psak of the Rif. You're right. The Gemara begins with Rav Achi that says everything. But then the Gemara says, no. Shita Achas is good enough. Why does the Gemara say Shita Achas is good enough? Confirming the Psak of the Rif. To pass from like Rav. Against the Shita Rav. Well, Pnei Yeshua adds the following. Interesting. Pnei Yeshua, Dramas Velasa, writes the following. Rava is not bothered by the Lishma issue. Because after all that, Rov Bikime, can't we work with an assumption that Rov Bikime, you have a sofer who's writing a get, can't we assume that the sofer is proficient? You have a person who's a shofet. So, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzo Shlita Munchemein. We kind of begin with the baseline, a starting point that, you know, the pro knows what he's doing. So if he is the sofer, if he is the shochet, okay. So therefore, you know what? Rava maintains the following, that there must be something here that's driving this new takana more than just simply an issue of lishma. Because after all, Rav sofer bikime. But the Pnei Yeshua says the following. But you know what? You're a shliach. And you have the responsibility of playing this major hand in the Maisa Gerishin. So, should you just be relying on Rov Sofer Bikimheim? You know, when you're in a situation, for example, where you have a get, and we don't exactly know, so maybe I'll tell you, you know what, there's a rov that can confirm that the hechsher naseh. Like that's the language Tosis used in Avdal Amad Aleph, no? Mistama b'kola hechsher naseh. But is that the position lechatchila regarding the achrayus of this shliach for the get? In other words, that even though it's true that rov bikiyamim, if efsher levarer, ein somchin al harov yal hachazaka. So therefore, look, this get is coming from who knows where. This get is not written here. It's coming from there. And you're right, you know what? We'll have a rov that even there, rov mitzuyin mumchemheim. But if the shliach is in the position to be able to confirm that this was done firsthand, absolutely, lishma, shouldn't that be necessary? And in turn, when we go ahead and ask the shliach, and the shliach makes the representation, why would you say that b'fanei niftav is irrelevant? In other words, even according to Rav Ashita, that it makes sense that kol efsher shliach levarim levarinan, and therefore, even according to Rav, I'm not surprised that Rav Achi instructed eyeball the ksivas aged. Well, what's the question? That meikar hadinner could be a rov. That's true. But what is our Gemara saying? Rav Hevya was about to go ahead and do so. He asked Rav Achi, what's the appropriate thing to do? And the answer is, you know what? Eyeball the ksivas aged. That didn't mean that without it, we're going to say everything's possible. But nonetheless, we are going to maintain that that's the position. That's no doubt the position. L'chachila. That's what the Rif writes, for example, in Chulin Dab Gimod Beis and Dabi Harif. Now, that when it comes to reliance on Rov, you know what? Kol Heiched De'efshu Levarer Mevarian Lei. That's the Ranam Sachim Dab Aleph Mod Beis and Dabi Harif. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Dalam Aleph has the following question: Hasocher Bayis Michavero Ba Yudalid. No, it's Erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, and you rented this house on Erev Pesach. You know what? Do I assume there was a Cheskas Baduk, or is there no Cheskas Baduk? No, because typically the guy would have done the Bedika from the night before. The night before. Is there a cheskas baduk? So you know what? The simple question of the Gemara is, lishale. One word the Gemara says. Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask him? No? Like, what do you mean? You're going to hear, give a shir on chazakos? Why don't you just ask the owner of the apartment, did you do a bedika? So you know what the Gemara answer is? Delishale, come on, delishale. Guess what? He's not here. Isn't it obvious if he's here? Ask him. If you ask him, oh, so the Ran writes, this is the Yesod. No, and the Ran quotes the Rifna Chulin, Gimel Beis, that when you have a rove, oh, and the Ran writes, when you have a chazaka, Chulin daf, Gimel and the Rif is about rove. Rove mitzvin eishel chita mumchemin. This is a question about a chazaka. Is there a ches kasvato? The Ran writes, either way, whether it's a rove or whether it's a chazaka, sometimes, yes, you have to rely on, but the starting point is birur, birur. So, of course, birur. So, therefore, is it so surprising that Rav Achi instructed Rav Hedya that, you know what, that see to it that it's written properly. And that would be true even according to Rava. Even according to Rava. Rava would say, don't see to it that it's written properly. That's the sheet of the Rif, the sheet of the Ran. There is, on that Sud Yechun Gimel, on that Rif, there's a Balamor that writes, maybe not. Maybe one could rely on Rov even without the need l'chadchila of Birur. I'll throw in a third sheet, which, not for us, but something to the Chayadon, the Bina Sa'adon. Has a whole shar on Rov and Chazaka. Maybe one could distinguish. Maybe one could argue that when it comes to a rove, maybe the Balmer is right. It will serve levare, but not when it comes to chazaka. Chazaka serve levare. That's the same distinction. That also seems to. Maybe rove is an active viewer, but chazaka certainly is not, no? You know what a chazaka means? Chazaka means when I'm kind of stuck and there's no way I can determine anything. So now I have to invoke the Dine Chazaka as a nihug, no? You know, I have a mikveh that last year was mikveh kshera, and today it's chasera. There's not enough water there. But I don't know at what point in time that flipped over and needed abeis. When did the water spill out of this mikveh? Today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, when did it happen? When? There's no way of knowing when it happened. So you have to rely on chazakas. Chazaka is when it's eif shelavara. That's the definition of a chazaka. You know, if I can determine when the mikveh became chasera, you know what? All things taped. And in yesterday's tape, I see a guy came and emptied out the mikveh. You're going to rely on a chazaka? Who cares about a chazaka, no? A chazaka is b'malkam she'eif shelavara. So the Chayyadon writes an interesting split. The Ran, who writes Sarif Levar, writes us both about Rov and Chazaka. Maybe one could distinguish. Maybe a Chazaka, of course, requires Biur. But maybe one could argue that Rov, the Torah allows you to rely on Rov because you don't have to assume that everything that happens in life are exceptions. You can assume that, you know what, that there's Ruvidissa come on, there's Delessa come on. But the Rif argues even Rov requires Biur. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, you know what, even if Rav Achi says, that you know what, I recommend that you eyeball every word of this get. Maybe that's just simply based on the lomdasa, sarach levare. And that's considered to be sufficient in order to explain. But you know what, it doesn't mean that you're so concerned about lishma mikra adin. I agree that, you know what, push comes to shove. We're not gonna worry about lishma. And the only direct reason is because of Kiyam Sharos, but that was the question. Epshalavarer. If it's Epshalavar, then certainly yes. Them Shechel Gemara, Davav Medalit. This also is a critical machlokes. also the same critical machlokes. All of a sudden, Rav Ashi goes a step further. No? Rav Achi, Rav Elazar says that you have to witness the ksiva. We're going to disagree about the extent of the ksiva. Maybe that's fundamental, or maybe that's an important detail. Is that mixes haksiva speaks volumes, or no, all you need is the mixes haksiva in and of itself, okay? All of a sudden now, Rav Ashi says the following, you know what? I'll tell you a step further. Kan kumasa, kan negilta. You know what? Without seeing anything at all, you heard, right? The scratching sound, right? Of the quill, of the clef. Even that's enough. Wow. Even that's enough. All right, we're going to talk about this as well. How does this fit with Rav and Rava? No? How does this fit with Rav and Rava? No? Even the sound is sufficient. Tosus asked an incredible kash, you know, that tiny Tosus on the top. No. What do you mean that a Summa cannot play this role? Of course he can't play the role. How can a Summa say b'fani nifta? Yeah, but if Rav Ashi says, you don't need Re'ia, right? That the perception of sound is sufficient. You know what? There's a good chance that the Summa can pick up on the sounds much better than a seeing person. Now, so why is it that we would assume that the Summa is possible? Havia Saget. Why should that be the case? No? We'll have to see all the days in Rishonim. Why exactly is that different? But the sound is sufficient. What exactly do we mean by the sound? The sound exactly of what? Of what? Rashi has two days. No? The first day of Rashi, great Kiddush. No? What do you mean? It's the scratching of. Right? What does that mean? The sound produced by what? By what? The first day in Rashi is stunning, no? It means the tikkun hakumos, the tikkun haklaf, no? That's unusual, no? That you know what? When a sofer goes ahead and before he begins to write, he has to work. And he has to work the klaf. He has to go ahead and prepare the quill. Wow. So even an affirmation at the time of the Heksher HaKumos, even that's considered to be sufficient. Wow, that's a very great Kiddush. Before the Ksivim begins, that's enough. Oh, and then Rashi writes that no, that you know what, that Velinira, no, it means the sound which is produced, the Shas Ksiva, the scratching sound of the quill against the cloud. Writing. No, not the preparation of. You know, I would tell you clearly this, Mufurish and Tosas Arash. No? You know, we've been discussing all these rayas, shitachas. Is that the siba, or is that just an indicator? It's a simin, no? It's a simin ladavar. No? If I see the guy is writing one line, that indicates something. Where do you see that an indicator is enough? No, oh, that's what Tosas HaRash writes. What's this first day in Rashi, no? The preparation of the klav, for the preparation of the kumos is enough. What enough what? You know, you're gonna look later and get, no, nun hemadeis, nun dalad amadeis. Yeah, when it comes to stam, there's halacha lishma in the working of the klav. That's true. Ibud lishma. We're not talking about ibud lishma of a get, no? We're not talking about ibud lishma. The Tosfos makes an obvious point, no? There's no halacha of lishma when it comes to the klav and the kumos. It means the following, that, you know, if at the time that he is about to write, it's clear to us that, you know, you're standing there and the sofer says, you know, I am preparing this klaf in order to write a get for him and her. Guess what? That's enough to indicate, to affirm. That's enough of a tliya. Yesh litlos shekosef haget lishma. If you ask me, where do you see in the Gemara this possibility that, you know what, that if you just do A, it has a life of its own, it speaks volumes. Oh, that's this first day in Rashi. that the tikkun haklaf is necessary to satisfy the concern of lishma, not because you need lishma, right? And the Rush points out here in Siman Gimel, take a look, that's exactly the linear of the Rush, of Rashi. Maybe that's not good enough at all. Maybe that's not good enough at all. Because here it's a very great kiddush. Up until now we talked about shitachas. We talked about indicators, hochachos, rayos, simanim, b'shas ksiva. Here you want to argue that, you know what? That it's enough to have a rayim uchachas, an indicator, kodem haksiva. Wow, that no doubt is a very great kiddush. Let's say like the Raya, no? That shidachas means that, you know what, it's clear to us that the sofer is a real crackerjack. He's a real bucky. He's going to do everything right. Okay, so maybe it's not. So, you know what, if I see how meticulous he is about the ibud haklav, that also yesh liplos. And the Rush writes that that's why the Iker Deya of Rashi is the second Deya. Quotes the Beis Yosef. Kuf Mem Beis. Beis Yosef quotes this Rush. Now that even if you assume that indicators, the Shmiya, yeah, but the Shmiya b'shas ksiva. How do you know that necessarily that an indicator before the ksiva begins is considered to be sufficient? After all, the Gemara is going to continue and talk about something which is nichnas v'yotze. No? We'll have to see what that means. Nichnas v'yotze. You know, he started out lishma but then took a break. Then he came back later. Can you connect the dots? Or do I argue, nimlach? You know, I understand the sofer is writing and I see, hey, that's good enough because it's continuous. But if there's stops and starts, who says that's good? That's how the Ramban understands this Gemara. Nichnas v'yotze means the stops and the starts, Oh, so that's what the Rush writes. That's why the second day of Rashi, that's the Velinira, because the Ibra Klaf alone cannot necessarily be made on the Ksiva, itself. And Poshim Shat, that second day of Rashi, is how the Rambam translates the words in the Gemara as well. When you look in the Rambam in Achaz Gerish, in Perek Zayin Halach Yebeis, the Rambam writes, Afilu Shama Kol Hakumus Kosei. If you hear the writing, And I'll tell you, that's clear in the Rambam, and I'll tell you what you can know. The Rambam writes, Afilu Shama Kol Hakumus Kosei. If you hear just simply the writing sound of the sofa, and then the Rambam said, wait a second, and let me ask you this, and what about the Chasima Seidim? What about the Chasima Seidim? B'fani Nechta, no? Oh, the Gemara says, the Kol Kumus is good enough. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Why don't you think about this, no? Afilu Shama Kola Kumus Kosei. And even if you just heard the sounds of the sofer writing, the chasmu ha'edim b'fanav, whoa, and you saw the edim sign, that's enough. Hareza omer l'fani yitta b'fani yitta. Sounds almost a foolish in the Rambam, no? The Rambam distinguishes between the b'fani yitta and the b'fani yitta. No? When Rav Ashi goes ahead and says that, you know what, it's enough to hear the noise of, you know what the Rambam writes? It's enough to hear the noise of the writing of the get, but you must see the Edom sign. Wow. That's like pretty heavy, no? This suggestion of Ashi, that the kol is sufficient. What's the taposot above Madalev? What's so bothered by? If the sound is good, so how can the Gemara stand up called Gimel that a Summa cannot play this role? According to Rambam, it's pretty good, no? Because b'fani nechta. Rav Ashi's suggestion that sound is good is only for the Ksiva Saget, but not for the Chasima Sa'idim. So guess what? There's no way a blind person can say Befani Nikta, Befani Nikta, because we're not allowing the sound to carry the day. The Rambam writes the sound is good for the Ksiva Sasofra, but not for the Chasima Sa'idim. That's pretty powerful. Right? We'll have to see on what basis that's true. So take a look. Take a look at the Tosfos. Take a look at that Rambam. I'll give you more and more comments on the Rishonim, simply how to resolve this question. If the sound is good, on what basis is that true? And now let me ask you the following. The sound of what exactly? No? Kol HaGet. Shita Rishona. Right? I can hear the sound of the Tchila Saksiv and then I'm good to go. Or, no, I'm not so comfortable putting those things together. No? Let's see. Rashi is a little unclear. Sound. Ksiva, chasima, kol hageto shidachas. No? And then how does this fit with Rab and Rava? No? I'll pick up.